Good evening, everybody. Here we are, Among the Realms, Blog Talk Radio. How about that? Everything's great tonight, huh?
Always.
We're broadcasting here from Trinity Metaphysical here in Hamburg, New Jersey. And we're going to be talking about some interesting things tonight. Not so many things that I believe about, but we're going to talk about it. Okay?
You will be a believer.
We're going to change your mind.
I am happily surprised you actually showed up for this one, Charlie.
Oh, you know what?
I am happily surprised.
I can't wait for somebody to, you know. I have my own ideas, okay? But we will hash it out. We're going to be talking about zombies tonight. Could is the key word there. Could
little zombie on this.
Could they exist?
Here's one right here.
The word is right could. That's plastic.
When he walks over there and sits on your...
When he comes over here, then we'll talk, okay? But we're going to go around the room. Let's introduce everybody. We're going to start with our illustrious leader here, Fearless. There you go.
Blondie.
Fearless.
Yeah. Fearless.
Jackie.
Virgil.
Verge.
Paul.
Dana.
And myself, Charlie. Here we are tonight. Again, we are broadcasting live from Trinity Metaphysical. We're up here in Hamburg, New Jersey on Route 23. We do a number of things here. Jackie's got Trinity Metaphysical. You can call in case you need any help with the spiritual side or readings, what have you, energy healing. She does it all. She can even tell you how to lose weight, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, right? And her number here at the store is 973-209-7070. Again, that's 973-209-7070. Now, we are going to be talking about zombies tonight. They don't care about their weight.
Nope.
I've seen the things on TV, The Walking Dead, all of that. And some of those zombies, some of them need to lose some weight.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
No. I only, you know, when I'm flicking through the channels and I go, oh, that must be The Walking Dead because they're zombies. That's the only reason I know it. But my son, everybody else seems to be watching.
Now you have to watch Fear the Walking Dead.
It's actually the number one
show.
Fear
of the Walking Dead. It is?
Yep.
Number one show where?
Everywhere.
Uruguay?
Cable TV.
No.
Cable TV. Okay. Well, anyway, as I've always said, you know, whenever show we've talked about zombies, I'm a little... What do I want to
skeptical?
Say?
Skeptical.
Skeptical, yeah, that's a
you
good word.
You and Ruth? Is Ruth on there?
Oh, hang on a second. Let's bring Ruth in. She's got to be here. Hang on a second. Ruth, is that you?
Yes, it's me.
Okay, introduce yourself, Ruth.
Hey, it's Reiki Ruth. Fellow skeptic of zombies.
Thank you, Ruth. Me and Ruth are the ones that are basically carrying the flag here for saneness when it comes to zombies. When it comes to zombies, because everybody else, I'm sitting there saying, I'm going to tell you what my thoughts are on zombieism. That just maybe.
Maybe we should start with what it is first.
Wait a second. Just maybe there might be one instance where it might be true to some extent.
Wow.
But, you're not going to sway me too much further than that.
But that's a step for you.
That's a big step for you. I felt like all of a sudden the heavens opened. When
been
I
reading
thought
about
of it that way.
No.
I was in contact with Mark. Mark, if you're listening, you are a great guy. He's got all kinds of information.
Oh, I know. I got...
Mark is like the number one research person I could ever think of.
Sorry.
I mean, he does this show better than anybody I know. But
He's smart.
He's brilliant. Okay?
You're brilliant, Mark.
He came out with some stuff and was saying things back and forth, and I'm sitting there going, all right, no, I still don't believe it. And then afterwards, one of the things he said, and I was like, you know, just maybe in that one instance, you could be called a zombie, and I'll explain further as we go along. But the first question is, Ruth, are you listening?
I'm listening.
What is a zombie? So, Ruth, since you're on my side, you go first. Tell me what you think a zombie is. Go ahead, because you're going
to there's
be
some
leading.
Kind of strategy to this.
Yes, we're like a football team here tonight. I'm handing off the
Ruth. They're in bad shape with throwing a Hail Mary.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I don't feel qualified to speak on the subject because I don't believe in them.
Okay, but what did you say about them?
What I know of zombies is that they are someone who has died and been brought back to life. Their body is brought back to life. But, you know.
Without their soul,
and,
right?
And not, and yeah, without a soul. And as far as I know, body can't live without a soul, and even the animals. So, I'm not, you know, convince me, somebody.
Because it's a reanimated physical body, so it doesn't have a soul in there. It's not supposed to, but they're the, it's
how
zombies.
How does it operate?
Well, that's the whole thing about zombification.
How does a robot operate without a soul?
Yeah.
It's electronics
and
mechanics.
Well, it's
mind. Our bodies are just
it has program.
We have more than
robots
just
are programmed.
Yep. Robot programs.
But zombies.
Somebody controlling them, you know. A little joystick.
Well, if it's a virus or something, that is what's controlling them.
Nah.
It's like the cases of zombies and insects.
A virus.
Okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say a virus is a genetic program.
Ha.
Yeah. It's an organic program.
It's an organic program, yes.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, we're going to throw it to you guys.
Wow.
Because you're going to believe, you believe in them, so. Could they exist? Tell me how they could exist.
I'm more of a believer that they could possibly exist.
Oh, so you don't believe that they do exist?
I don't know that there's ones running through the forest right now waiting to chew on people.
Have you seen one?
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're out in the woods right now. It's, there is a possibility somewhere people could be doing wacky experiments. And when you look at some of the science, some of the things they found in insects and other animals, there are things that are very similar to the zombies that we see on TV. For instance, rabies. That the rabies disease creates zombie-like effects with people. They're kind of mindless. When in its final stages, they'll bite, they'll attack, they foam at the mouth. They have all the symptoms of that. And some of my research showed that one of the things they're trying to do is find a vaccination for Ebola, and they're going to use an inert rabies virus to mix with Ebola to try and help people.
Well,
and if it doesn't work, we'll end up with zombies with rabies.
Well, what's interesting, Matt, there was a movie 28 Days Later,
yep.
And in that film, it was called the Rage virus, and that's what started. It's another series of movies about zombies. Very similar to what they're actually doing in reality. And there have been reports from, I think it's Nimbia, where people have appeared to die from Ebola, and 2 or 3 days later, they come back to life. Now, a lot of it is speculation because there's not a lot of clear reports of what's happening over there. But there was a report from one of the Chinese news agencies where it said that these people that do die, they appear to go into like a stupor, and they appear dead. So people think they're dead, but within several hours to 2 or 3 days, they come back to life and start walking around again. Whether they're attacking,
they were in a coma.
Yes, but if you're,
but
the thing is, if they're in a coma, some of these people have been declared dead. They're waiting to be buried. No one knows whether they're in a coma or not. I mean, there's.
Do they have the technology like we do to measure brain waves and whatnot? I mean.
Well, in rural Africa, when there's an Ebola breakout, I don't know how much technology they have.
I kind of doubt, you know, they're just like checking their pulse and say, if I can't feel a pulse, they must be dead.
But we've had we have technology here where people are pronounced dead and they've been dead for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. They're starting to atrophy, their skin is turning a different color. And they come back to life.
Right.
So
what do you call that
miracle. State between? Well, that you can call it what you want, but maybe someone who believes in zombies would call it a zombie miracle. Who knows? I don't know. None of us really know for sure. It's debatable. But there are, you know, several instances of.
Well, in Haiti, and like that's a big area for that. Like they completely believe in. You know, that they've done that, and
well, they have a lot of examples of it.
And there's scientists that one, I have his name written down somewhere, but there's that one scientist who
Wade Davis you're talking about,
who actually did the whole process of the scientific process and of how you could make something into a zombie.
I'm not going to say the name very well, but in 1962, Claverus Narcissus, I think is his name, he was pronounced dead in 1962, and his family buried him. In 1980, he shows up, and he tells this fantastic story that he remembers his funeral. He even had a scar, I believe, on one of his wrists or his arm, where he said it was one of the nails that was nailed into the lid of his coffin. Now, one of the voodoo practitioners down there, the sorcerer, apparently put this concoction on him they call zombie powder, and then came back and took him out of the tomb, and he was a slave on a sugarcane plantation or something for years. He felt his brother was behind it, and that's why when he got away, it took him so long to come back and identify himself. His family identified him. They have a death certificate for him. He was pronounced dead when they put him in the ground. But the problem with that is the zombie powder, it puts you almost in a comatose state, like Ruth is saying, where your heart rate is almost indiscernible. You don't know that it's there. They see everything, but they can't react. They can't move. It's like being under anesthesia. And then they have to constantly, you know, drug this guy to keep him in that state. And there's all kinds of different, like if they're near salt, supposedly it awakens some of their senses. And it's all very mystical what happens. But that's one of the documented cases. And that's where Wade Davis comes in. Mm-hmm. He went down there to study that. There was a movie made about it called The Serpent and the Rainbow.
And that was a book.
And a book, yeah. Also. And I just read today that he experimented with animals. He took some of the zombie powder and he blew it into the faces of animals, like that's supposedly one of the ways that you can infect someone with this. And the animals fell into a comatose, dead-like state for 24 hours.
And he was one that didn't believe in voodoo
And he
magic.
Didn't believe in any of it back then.
That
he was
like
a bioscientist.
Like a poison. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has all kinds
sure,
of poisons
in it. There are drugs
it.
That will do that. Yeah. I totally believe that there are drugs that can make you appear to be dead.
Dotoxin or something?
Tetrodotoxin, I believe.
Voodoo, I mean, you can't explain that. I mean, that's a real thing. You say it's voodoo. I mean, I can't argue with that.
And that's part of it. And that's kind of like the, you know, the evil stepchild of the of the zombies that we see now on TV. But who knows? You know, it's all up for conjecture.
You know.
What about the rotting flesh? And, you know, when these people are made into zombies, do they start that their flesh start to rot off them, and do they crave human flesh?
They're supposed to crave flesh. You know.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's portrayed like that in history too. Long before TV and Hollywood. Like there's these Norse legends about these draugrs that are actual zombies. And they live in the ground, they live in their tombs or wherever they're buried. Some of them protect treasures. Other ones will come back to right wrongs in life. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. Sometimes they'll eat people, and they can change their size. They're almost like a Norse genie in a way. The more I read about them, the more attributes they have. They can actually change their size where they can eat you in one bite. supposedly.
Oh,
now this is a little crazy, and it is mythology. But if you study a lot of this, there are some grains of truth in mythology.
He didn't like that.
Okay, you're pushing me away. You had me.
That's
come
okay.
In
and one
me. See, I could understand.
These are crazy Vikings I'm talking about.
Oh, well, I could understand. Okay, what you said before about rabies.
Yes.
And it being out because I saw a groundhog once that had rabies mm-hmm. going through my yard, and it was really something to see.
Yep.
This thing was not of its own mind, obviously.
No, it's like a puppet. It's like something
it's
else
like
is controlling.
It's like a puppet. It's walking around in circles. It's rolling on the ground. It keeps walking. It's falling over. You're sitting there and you're saying, this animal would never act like this.
No, it's not natural.
Obviously.
Well, it's like seeing a nocturnal animal out in the daylight.
Right.
It's out of character.
Right.
It's not where it belongs. It's not its natural habitat.
Right. But in the realm of things, when you're talking about rabies, that animal, once it starts acting like that, there's not much longer to go.
No.
Okay? And if you sit there and you say, if you talk about people now, Mark made some comments about the fact that, you know, down in the sugarcane areas, mm-hmm. you know, where the voodoo is and all of that, and some people would actually be under a spell in a trance
yes.
for maybe 10 days. And then they come back and they have no clue what happened. Although they were, there was like some sort of mind control to have them work or do something, and they had no idea what they were doing.
Once they're on this stuff, they have to keep giving them these other supplements. They kind of put it in their food, I guess, or whatever, right, to keep them in that state.
Right.
And certain things will activate parts of the. That's why I said before. I think it was if they get near salt, it'll start to activate some of the senses that have been dulled by the poisons and toxins that have been put into them. But the reason why I brought up the mythology was to show that people were thinking or imagining zombies 1,000 years ago.
Oh, it's not. It's
you know what I mean?
New.
It's not just. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A lot of people think the zombie craze is, you know, started with the Night of the Living Dead. Yeah. And it's, you know, then it waned for a while, and then it came back with some of the other movies. But it's been around a long time. It's been in Asian cultures. They believe in zombies, Native American cultures. It's a globe-wide phenomenon long before TV
came
about.
And you know what? If you sit there and you say it's been around forever, okay, and the people, this one does this and this one believes that and everything, that's true. But in today's world, when you have everybody's got a phone with a camera in it and they can take movies, and you've got the press all over the place, and you've got everybody sensationalizing this, that, the other, not one person has taken a picture and said, "Oh my God, the apocalypse is coming! Look, here's a zombie walking here to trying to eat my head off."
Well. To counteract that, there is a film of a homeless man in Florida, and he's having his face eaten off by someone. Now they claim that it had to do with bath salts originally.
Mm-hmm.
That the guy went wild. The cops confronted him.
Probably wild before.
He wouldn't
that.
Stop. He's still chewing on the guy's face. So I believe that they shot the guy.
Yeah.
But when they did the toxicology test of him, I didn't pronounce that properly.
That's fair.
There was nothing in his system. There was no bath salts. So what led this man to all of a sudden kind of lose his mind and start chewing on
someone's face? There was no zombie powder either then.
Well, apparently not. So maybe you don't need the zombie powder to be a new zombie. So, I mean, we don't know.
Well, if you think that it can't happen, I mean, they talk about the possibility because they were talking about brain viruses that can cause this, brain parasites.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, even existing in the animal world, there are brain parasites that will, for example, there's one called Toxoplasmosis gondii, which...
This story will change your mind a little, Charlie.
So this bug infects rats, but this bug can only breed inside the intestine of a cat. So if this rat gets infected with this bug, the rat will run toward a cat in order to be eaten. It's like programmed to get itself eaten so that this bug can regenerate. And it's like they said... of course, these are just rats, right? But, you know, we're not that far away from the rats, basically. And they said also that half the human population also has this parasite within us.
Right now.
Right now.
So we have to run towards a cat?
Well, we have...
No, it's in us, but it's inactive.
It's inactive. So, but anything could change that. We don't know what causes a mutation. You know, so it's... Because it's already working
you
in
know,
the rat.
It's still kind of a weak organ.
Well, no, it's a possibility, though.
Well, there's a possibility I could get hit by a meteorite when I step outside the door tonight. I mean, come on. Yeah,
it's a
possibility.
Well, I mean, but
you know,
the virus...
I could have parasites right now inside my intestines.
You do.
Now,
one of the reasons
why this story is very interesting is that
we
test a lot of medication on rats.
Yeah.
Because they're...
Like us.
They're so similar to us. Their physiology.
Well, a lot of people, yeah.
Well, that's a whole other show. But if we're that similar to that, it could very easily affect us if it mutates. Now, they've also studied that the majority of the people that have this are more prone to being their personalities changing drastically at, you know, the drop of a hat, and they can go insane more likely than people without it. So it's almost. All right.
Uh-oh.
I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But anyway, who's to say? I mean, if I'm like someone that comes up with ways of biological warfare, this is a great thing to investigate. Because if I can activate that and half the race of a country that's my enemy, Think what that would do. You don't have to do any work whatsoever.
Yeah, but
and there's no trace of it.
How do you think the government
figured it out?
They might be working on it right now.
I mean, you know,
look at the stuff they've done in the past.
Yeah, I mean, you know, come on.
Well, that's my point.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I should have been born in Missouri because, you know, I'm sitting there saying I still haven't seen anything that basically is telling me, aside of the TV shows or the movies.
I hear
that,
Ruth giggling in the background.
Well, she agrees with me because there's people walking around like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know.
You do that now.
Well, they came in to see me today, too, but besides that... Besides that, I mean, they didn't try to eat my face off. Or, yeah, and you know what? When you sit there and you think about it, to me, okay, just to me, I mean, I can think of the most outlandish things, but do I believe it? No. And when I think of the movies and zombies and things on TV,
Zombieland,
how it's represented, and I'm sitting there saying to myself, you know what? it's fun
Twinkies,
to think about. It's amusing. Do I think it's ever going to happen? I can't see it. I can't even fathom it happening.
It's all going to be Charlie's fault. When
and you know what?
You're going to ignore the first case, and that'll be
it. I will call each one of you when that thing starts walking
if we're
after
still
me.
Here.
Because, you know, there's no zombies going to take
one
me down,
might
okay?
One of us might eat your face.
Well, I would hope it would be somebody in here. Not a stranger. I mean, I don't want some stranger gnawing on me. But,
you
mean,
feel better if you're eating my friend?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. I mean, you know, like,
that's what friends,
you know,
are for.
Yeah. That was the word was eat me, right? So, you know.
I said eat in, not eat me. Same thing.
Well, same thing. You know, eat this cheek right here, or this cheek right here, you know? Upper, lower cheek.
Hey, wait a minute.
Know?
This is radio. We can't tell if you're pointing at your face or not.
Exactly.
I said upper or lower.
It was the upper cheek.
But, Ruth, what do you think? Come on, back me up on this. Okay, you don't want to back me up on this.
I think a good raindrop technique will cure all of it.
I'm just saying that, you know, in my world, okay, which my wife says many times, I wish I could live in your world, because there's a lot of things that we worry about and we think about that are never going to happen. They say all the things you worry about, 98% of the things you worry about are not going to happen. So you spend most of your time worrying about things that will never happen. I'm not worried about the zombies.
I'm not worried either.
Because you know what?
I look forward to it.
From what I've seen on TV, all you got to do is give him a good shovel in the head or, you know, spear in the eye or shoot his head off or whatever.
You're
going
to have an alien suck you up.
Yeah, it ain't gonna happen.
Next week will
either.
Be alien.
That won't happen either. I would love it. I would love it if that happened because then I'd have something to come back to you with. But right now, I'm sitting there saying, you know, the zombie thing to me, I mean, I was getting close.
Imagine if I don't call it a zombie virus in the rats.
Okay.
Imagine I say it's a cold virus.
Cold virus. Okay.
And half the population has this virus in us, but it's not active right now.
Okay.
If that is somehow mutated, half the population could be sick.
Okay. That's believable.
Easily.
Yes.
So if it's titled something different,
if you name it something different, you'll believe it. But
but what you're believing now is the same science.
Well, I believe it because people do get sick.
You know what I'm saying?
And it can happen.
Let's say this virus decides that we have to be eaten by cats, and it directs us to walk up to lions, to climb over the cages of zoos to be eaten. I mean, I don't think it's a far stretch if it can do it to an animal that's similar to us. How could it not mutate and do it?
Well, tell us about that. We were just talking about the ant.
And there's an ant. And I think you read this story in the National Geographic. there's a virus like fungus that goes into the ant's brain.
Right.
It causes it to climb up a tree. The ant doesn't even know what it's doing.
Right.
And then this small growth comes out of its head. It hangs up there and dies and withers. And then when the body is dead, all the spores drop onto the forest ground. Happens all over again.
Right, yes.
Well, they've found a new one that doesn't go after the worker ants. It goes after the queen. So that's jumped.
Okay.
It's went a step ahead. because those that whole colony now will follow whatever the queen does.
Yep.
Sure.
So if the queen wants to climb in a volcano or walk into the ocean, the colony is going to follow her in.
And hence, when your mom said to you, if your friend jumped off the bridge, would you follow?
I would check to see how deep the water
check
is.
Check to see. Paul, come on. Give me something.
You know, 1984, James Cameron came out with Terminator.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone back then said, artificial intelligence is never going to happen. This is just science fiction. And we are never going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
30 years later, people are now saying we have to stop progressing all of the technology that we're doing with the robots, because we are now getting very close to the artificial intelligence, and mm-hmm. we are making 1984, that movie, into a reality. If science did not discover the DNA the way it has and going and finding it cell by cell, I would probably agree with you that the zombies would never happen. But because technology has come so far and that we have the technology to manipulate DNA or viruses or whatnot, all it takes is one crazy person
mm-hmm.
to put it all together.
Hence The Walking Dead.
Hence The Walking Dead.
You know,
hence Resident Evil.
Yeah. Hence, yeah, absolutely.
You could,
yep.
We know how to turn things on and off now at a molecular level. Yeah,
absolutely.
So why
you
not
see it
do
all
that?
Around Sussex County with different types of corns that they're
yep.
making with the different DNA.
Oh, yeah.
But
look at the AIDS virus. All it took was one person.
Well, that's true, too. You know, but, you know...
Ruth, do you feel? I'm asking her because she's being so quiet. I'm wondering, is she starting to like?
She's watching TV right now.
I'm definitely a believer in the possibility, because at this point, for whatever reason, you know, take for some of the movies. Some of them were for like a defense,
mm-hmm.
you know, against different countries. All they need is one crazy idea to try to do it.
You know, last night, okay.
And there's a lot of scientific accidents that don't go very well.
Yeah.
You got me pulling threads here. It's a little bit thinking here. Last night there was a show on TV, I think it's called Limitless. Did you hear
it? I did not watch it yet. That last night was the...
And it was a little strange.
Yep.
I think it was on like at 10 o'clock or so. Mm-hmm. And the guy takes a pill.
Yeah. That was based off the movie.
And off a... For 12 hours or so, he's got like, you know, he's like the smartest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Everything. He thinks of everything like that instantly.
Yeah.
I mean,
yep.
his mind is going a million miles an hour, almost like a woman's mind most of the time. Okay? A million things happen at the same time. No, women can think,
miracle.
You know, exponentially, where
yeah.
men think serially, one after the other, you know. But that, it was so incredible. That's a compliment.
I know.
It was so incredible to see this. Because the guy had thought, he thinks, you know, umpteen times out
mm-hmm.
as to what every scenario would be and how it relates back. And I'm like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, far-fetched, yes. Could it happen? It might.
Yeah.
Okay. And the idea of artificial intelligence and where is that going and how that's progressing. And if we could make something that's artificial actually take over and
mm-hmm.
think logically... true scenario, what's to say that we can't make the mind think totally on its own without
unlimited
the soul that was given to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you go into cloning and you clone a human body, which
yep.
chances are it's probably been done in Europe, we'll never know about it until
yep.
it's too
You're
late.
Right.
Does that have a soul?
Mm.
It's not made in the normal... made in a dish.
Right.
You know, how do you know? Unless you have that clone and you study it and see, is it if they clone you, is it going to...
There can only be one Charlie.
God, no.
But I'm just saying. It,
oh, man.
Unless you have the clone next to you and you can examine both of you and see, how do you know if that is a soulless being or not?
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
That's true. That's very true. Just to give you an example, though, I went out on Monday night, went out to dinner, and I had the best chicken parm. It had to have a soul. It was so good.
But Charlie, it was dead.
You killed it.
It was dead. And it I was killed dead. It. I ate its
dead
face off.
But you just ate something. You just ate something that was dead that had a soul in it.
Absolutely.
So you proved my case.
You're right. And I gained from that.
Yeah,
I bet.
But it's. I'm starting to think there could be possibilities in certain areas.
I'm more of a person that thinks there is a definite possibility of it with our scientific advances and how we like to play with things we shouldn't.
Right.
You know, there's no regard for the general population when these things happen.
Yep.
They
test it in
of course.
Certain areas.
It always reminds me of this story that I believe it was after World War II in the early 50s, they were putting radium in kids' milk in Boston for several years. And it just came out probably like 5-10 years ago that this actually happened. No one knew that. Who would ever think that this government would do this to children in its own country? But they were doing a test.
Well, look at what Germany was doing.
Well, Germany did. What didn't they do to people? You know, and Japan, too. They had their own bioscience labs where they did all kinds of atrocities to people.
Germany, even today. I mean, come on, Volkswagen, come on.
But imagine Germany with the technology we have now.
They have
with
the technology.
No, I'm saying back then,
with the
knew
technology
about
now.
Genes and DNA. Forget about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they would have went, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah.
But those evil people didn't go away. They just have different uniforms.
Okay, my idea of zombies, okay, maybe it should be named something else because what you see on TV with the walking and, you know, and, you know, you got to hit them in the head and, you know, kill the brain or whatever you got to do to kill it. To me, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's like the Frankenstein monster on steroids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you sit there and you say, you know, how about Kim Frankenstein?
Well, that's a good question. Frankenstein, zombie or not?
Okay, let's ask that. Mark is listening right now, and he's in parts unknown somewhere around the world on the ship, and he wants to know, what was it? What's the history of zombies? What's the history?
Oh, it goes back to mythology, doesn't it?
Well, there's a lot of mythology about it. That's why I was talking about the Vikings before. I think there's another thing in Native American lore called the Wendigo.
I believe that's
like a horned spirit, but it also eats human flesh, and it's hard to tell whether it's a real thing or not. There's even been sightings to this day. I've seen it on a couple shows where it's out in the Midwest.
Really?
Or not northwest of the country, but Midwest, northern Midwestern part of the country. And it's this thing. It's, if you've ever watched the show Hannibal, and he sees that stag with the horns, it's very similar to that, the legend. And this thing, they use it to scare kids and get people to, you know, the kids to behave and not go out at night and stuff. But people have actually had sightings of this thing, and it will come, and it has gnawing teeth, and it's supposed to be like an undead creature that will
and it
stalk
happens
you.
Out in the Midwest. Like where, Nevada, Utah,
I think the last
Colorado.
Show I saw was on some Indian reservation. Maybe it was on the Dakotas.
The Dakotas.
Somewhere in that area. I don't remember the exact location.
Now, I don't mean to play devil's advocate again.
That's fine.
If it's out there in the Dakotas or Colorado or Utah or any one of those, you know, Midwestern, countries.
States, yeah.
Any one of those states where almost everybody's packing or has a rifle in the back window of their truck.
Yeah.
And nobody's shot one of these.
Well, no one's shot Bigfoot yet, allegedly.
Exactly. That's,
and you see Bigfoot a lot more often than you do the Wendigo.
Well, exactly. But I mean, so,
I don't know.
With a body of a Bigfoot either. So, I mean, you know, we're sort of like, you know, well, dancing in the green here too on that.
To me, the Wendigo is more of almost like a mythological creature or a spiritual creature, almost like a trickster. But it is a punisher, too. It supposedly will kill or maim people. I've never had the experience of seeing one, so I don't know what it's like. It's supposedly very frightening, and a lot of times when people see things like this, they're paralyzed. You'll hear a lot of people that see UFOs, and they have a camera on them, but they're so focused on what they're looking at, they don't even think to take a picture, and then it's gone.
Yeah.
I think Dana can attest to that too. You know what I'm talking about, where people will see something, and it happens so quick that you don't have time to even react to shoot it. There are people that have taken shots at things too. They never find anything. It's possible it's an interdimensional creature too. Who knows? But that's a whole other story too.
There's also something in the European folklore that's quite old called a revenant.
What?
A revenant.
Revenant.
A revenant, yes. It's an older variety, and it's less prone to rotting and falling apart.
That's just about anybody. I mean,
it's been pickled.
Yeah, it's been pickled. And we all have relatives like that.
And they said they're usually driven by a single burning purpose, which is like vengeance or something like this.
Oh,
but they've been sort of, conceptually they're very old, but they've sort of been, you know, lost in Europe.
In Europe, whereabouts do they?
Like Europe,
Transylvania or
somewhere? Yeah, well, maybe.
I don't know, you know, because where all the stories come from, you know, like, you know, Dracula and all of that.
I would think it's Eastern Europe, because they tend to have the darker tales to tell.
Okay.
And they said they've sort of fallen out of favor, but that was in their folklore for a really long time.
You know, my background, both my parents, both my grandparents' parents, all the way back, they're Hungarian,
mm-hmm.
which is not far from where all of this stuff should be taking place.
Yeah.
You would think that I, being a pure blood Hungarian, my blood would boil saying,
you've been diffused, Charlie.
Yeah.
Do you believe in voodoo, though? Do you believe they can come about? Do you know much about voodoo and how that works?
I don't believe in it.
The Caribbean voodoo is one of the biggest.
And spells. I mean, people do succumb to spells put on them. Mm-hmm. If they believe in it, they'll.
Oh, if you believe in it, sure.
But with voodoo, you don't have to believe in it.
Well, that's what they say. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, voodoo. Come on.
Ruth, do you believe in voodoo?
I'm afraid I do.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Ruth, we have to cut you off right now.
We have another caller, Ruth. Sorry.
Yeah, we have another caller.
Ruth is coming to our side.
Ruth, don't go. I'm all by myself. Charlie and his soccer ball.
I'm going home now.
You guys, it's, you know, it's spirit stuff. They're dealing with dark energy. So that, I know about energy. I've been there, felt that, so I believe in.
Light energy always beat dark energy?
No.
Sure it does.
There has to be a balance.
I believe it. I believe that light always wins.
If light.
The people that they're attacking probably don't have the light. That's why they're so successful with it.
That's true.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's very
that's their religion down there is this voodoo. You know, you got voodoo, but...
And we just talked about that when the demonologists were on, of how it doesn't matter how light they were. If that dark energy was, you know,
they needed,
all encompassing and just,
they
mean, even
help.
They had,
Well,
if it's focused, it can be powerful.
It can be very powerful.
Zombification could be the same way.
But as the priest said when he was doing all of these, you know, exorcisms, he sat there and he says, when he goes in there, he has to know he's going to win.
Oh, of course.
He has to know, because if there's any type of doubt,
lost. Yeah. That's why we say sometimes light doesn't always win, because that person might have this little bitty thing in their subconscious where there's that little window of whether it be fear or doubt.
But you don't have any doubt, do you?
I don't.
No, you don't.
There's a lot of people that they might be fearful.
Oh, there? No.
No. Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Not one of us.
That's our little select.
Well, that's where we kick ass, okay?
You don't have any doubt either,
get
right,
that,
Ruth?
When we get out there,
Ruth
doesn't have any doubt.
Yeah.
You have no doubt, right, Ruth?
No doubt.
No doubt. See that?
Nope.
And that's what makes us so invincible. I don't mean that to be a joke. When we go somewhere, like when we were down at that place down there in Pennsylvania, that whatever it was, the state, I mean, you said, there's something by the stairs. And, you know, I walked over there. Thing backed away. I'm just a fat, bald old guy. Come on. And this thing backed away from me. Why? Because he ain't doing
it. It's who's walking behind you, buddy.
He ain't walking behind that. If he wants to walk back there,
the army. It's the army
walking behind you that scares what's in front of you.
Well, again.
That's why I have no doubt that there are zombies.
I have no doubt.
He's going to be banging.
But how are you gonna defend yourself against a zombie? I'm going to go and sleep with a gun on my under my pillow now. If you convince me that they're a zombie.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shack up with Virgil. He'll attack me.
Yeah, sort of more or less. Yeah, maybe bad choice of words, but that's okay.
She didn't mean it like that, Linda.
Yeah, get your head out of the gutter.
It's always there. Okay.
Oh my God.
How about this? Is the origin of zombie supposedly caused by man? Or the divine, or both?
That's interesting.
That's a good question, because
that was Mark's question.
All of our thoughts are supposedly from God, right?
Well, we're part of God.
I think it's a little bit of both.
I think you might know what we're thinking. I don't know if some of our thoughts are from God.
Or if we're from Him.
If we're from Him, but we have free agency of how we think and what we do.
Well,
right?
We have freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really know we have freedom of thought?
Ooh, good question.
You know, we may be, like they say, you pick the life that come into. That may be like Paul was saying. That's a little program that's put into you.
That's true.
When you're conceived.
Yep.
That's true.
And here you are. You're just living out the one you picked out of the bucket. You know? So who knows? We don't really know.
Damn, I got lucky.
These are lots of questions to ask. We're not here.
I picked the right little ticket. Well, and that's because I don't believe in zombies. See, so?
Yeah, but you picked the ticket before you were thinking of zombies.
Yeah, I don't know.
That don't count.
Who says?
Well,
who
that's
says?
True.
I mean, who says?
Well, you technically don't not believe in them because you just said earlier that it's possible.
Well, I said under certain circumstances with maybe
Well, then that means
dudes.
You believe in them to a degree.
You
can never.
We said that there could be a different name as far as what zombies are. You could zombies on TV.
Scientific zombie.
No.
But you can never. You can never You can never underestimate nature.
A reanimated body.
That's what the word zombie means.
A reanimated body.
It's the same.
Mickey Mouse.
Now,
technically, when a body's dead and if you hit it with electricity, it's going to move.
Well, yeah.
So I made a zombie. If we're going by that definition.
You just don't like the term.
No, I don't
get it. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't like the term because of what it means to me from what I see on TV.
Because of media.
Maybe they don't like the term
it's
human.
It's the media that's getting
maybe not, but let them come tell me then. I mean, I'm all for that.
They can't talk. They have no mind.
Well, they just go, walk towards me.
Brain.
I mean, do something.
They're too busy eating to talk.
You know, if I go home tonight and I park my car in the driveway and the stairway's going up to my back door at dark, and all of a sudden, there's something grabbing me from behind. Going,
it's Virgil.
You know, I got news for you.
It's Bigfoot.
The zombie, well, that would scare me.
A zombie Bigfoot.
Zombie's not going to scare me. Okay? It just, to me, it's the animation of somebody coming up with a great idea for a scary movie. Just but like Jaws.
But there's probably less of a chance of a Bigfoot eating you than a zombie.
Yeah, probably. So. Yeah. They're vegetarians, right?
They're equal opportunity eaters, but
equal opportunity.
You look like a big potato chip, right?
Oh, more like a sweet potato. The whole potato, baby. Not just a potato chip. Believe me.
And on that note.
Yeah, on that note, right?
A whole potato.
Now it says.
At least he said he was a sweet potato.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
that's definitely
sweet potato.
You're not.
Now, another question here says, zombies have been portrayed on TV and in movies for years. Do you think they have been portrayed accurately? I think that is
the most asinine
question.
They're exaggerated.
Mark, if you're listening, no, you couldn't have really said that. Who asked that?
That was actually
Mark wrote that question.
A listener asked that. No, come on. Have they been portrayed accurately?
Well, until we have a live specimen to study, we can't say if they're
well. We
do.
I think they're exaggerated.
We do
sometimes.
Sort of in Haiti on the examples from them.
Well, that's
right,
true.
Right. We do sort of have examples, you know. But they, of course, they exaggerate them, of course, you know, for like ratings.
So them portraying wise, they're not accurate.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they're much. I think they're sadder, much sadder creatures.
You know, I think you might be right.
You know, in the context of the angry, films, it may be that way.
Yeah.
Now, you know, some of them are pathetic.
You got to figure, too, on TV and the movies, it's supposed to, you know, sensationalism. They want to sell movies and tickets and what have you. Whereas in real life, let's just say there was a zombie and they had mind control and the guy was sitting there just ruling for a week or doing a menial job that he didn't know he was doing. That would be sad.
That's very,
That's very sad.
I'm always yelling at those shows when I'm watching them. And there was one character that took the lower jaws off the zombies. And she used them almost like guard dogs in front of her, because when she was by the zombies, the other ones wouldn't bother her.
What was that?
That was Michonne. She had the two zombies on chains, her brothers, where she took the lower jaws out so they can't bite you anymore. They can't really hurt you.
They just sort of like go.
Yeah, they would just walk around and they had no lower jaw.
It's actually a very well-written show.
But it allowed her to walk through the hordes because she was by herself for a while.
What a great idea.
So I'm always saying these guys never have power. Do that. Oh, I heard a zombie. See, there's a zombie.
How was that?
Over at Ruth's house.
Ruth, are you okay? There you go.
I want them to take the zombies and put them on a treadmill and generate electricity. Right?
Yeah,
why not?
That's a great idea.
You put a little animal cage, a bird cage in front of them. It's alive, and they'll just walk towards
it,
and you generate electricity.
A little hamster wheel.
Well, until they wear down their bones.
Then you get another one.
Yeah, you just replace them.
It is sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, some of them are depicted on the show where they're only half a torso, and they're just crawling on the ground.
Hmm.
It's like a poor animal. It's like looking at roadkill.
Right.
You know, that's in the end of his life.
Hmm.
Mark's answer to the portrayal is...
Oh, here you go, Mark.
No, they are portrayed based upon fears of the viewers at that time.
See? They're selling tickets.
Exactly.
That's the whole deal.
Yep.
The whole deal.
Mark is prolonging the show. That's exactly what he's doing.
I think he's a delay by the time he gets that part.
Mark only feels safe to say that because he's on a boat and he knows zombies can't swim.
You know what it's almost like? It's almost like when people say, I'm going to the Renaissance Fair this weekend. Oh, my God.
What's wrong with the Ren Fair?
Oh, jeez. Bunch of zombies walking around with their little jester hats on. And
you've never been to the right Ren Fair.
I have. I went to the one up in Sterling Forest like 35 years ago.
And did you watch Drench or Wench?
And I said to the guy, get out of my face.
That was a long time ago.
And he kept dancing. And I said, you don't understand. Stay away from me. I don't like this. And my wife said to him, you better get away. And then he walked away. But I was like, we got to get the hell out of here.
So you have to be in the proper spirit to go to the Ren Fair, Charlie. You need a guide.
A guide.
Yes.
They didn't say. Tell
you
me
need
that.
A hat.
You need a hat. Yeah, you need a hat with bells hanging on it.
You need a universal hat.
You need to go with someone that's been there a few times. Show you the right.
You need
spot
a lance.
Go.
And a suit of armor.
No, that's the last thing he needs.
Oh, a lance. I was going to say I don't need a lance.
No, not the lance. You need a lance.
I was going to say, what the hell would I do with that?
Knights provide their own lances, Charlie, out there.
Yes, well, and you know the other thing that got me going to was the fact that I went to this Renaissance Center fair, and I wanted to see the jousting, because I really wanted to.
Well, they make you wait for that.
I wanted to see somebody get skewered, and they canceled it that day because somebody was sick.
Did they cancel because someone was abusing the actors up there, yelling at them to get out of their face?
Maybe. I mean, you know, I don't know what I said, but, you know. So it's like.
See, if you went with me to the Ren Fair, I would have brought you to the Red Room, which I'll explain later.
Ooh.
We could have got my attention.
Yeah, I thought we could have went through the Mystic Village. Did you go up there and see all the seers up there and the card readers?
He said it was there 35 years ago.
It was there 35 years. I've been going there for like 25 years.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I walked through the garden.
You probably missed
it. And past the part where they had the.
Did you go over the Kissing Bridge?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got you there. Well, now they've changed it. They have living history up there. And they have a Viking encampment. And the guy tells you tales, and it shows you how they live off the land.
We need to go, Dana.
The Vikings?
Can you take us?
We'll go.
We're
going to
go
one day.
We're going to do that.
When is
Fantastic. We should.
They got a Viking in Hampton.
This weekend is the last weekend this year.
No figures. Yeah, nice timing.
How early do they start in the spring? Do you know?
they start the first weekend in August. And it goes to the end of September.
We're going to make it a point for us to go as a group in August.
Next year, I'll let you know when it starts.
That sounds good. We're going to bring the dog, put him on the tour.
Sure, we can bring him there and dress him up as a unicorn.
There you
You're
go.
You're bringing your dog, Ruth.
Put a little hat on. Okay.
They have different
weekends.
Get her
weekends. A jester hat.
Yeah.
Like they have a pirate weekend.
The Forest of Fear,
pirate.
October 9th.
Yeah, they do a Halloween thing up there, too. But they have, like, a time traveler weekend. They have a pirate weekend. That one weekend that was for Highland Games.
Really?
Do they have a zombie weekend?
You mean where they throw the
probably during the Spring weekend they had zombies, but I'm not sure. I wasn't up there for that.
Really?
Zombie weekend?
Yeah.
Well, see, now, okay. I'm not with the zombies yet, but I am thinking maybe
the Ren Faire,
Red Event Fair, maybe. That might be doable. All right?
Well, now you gotta say on air what the question is, if it is from Mark.
I'm still reviewing the
Lord.
Text.
The notes.
And let me know if you're going to go to the Ren Faire, Charlie. I'll go.
How about
you.
Some gnawing flesh sound?
Oh, you should have that. Bad.
Yep.
She's chewing.
That's what I ordered.
Chewing.
Oh, no.
Jets, right?
I didn't get to read it all.
Okay.
So he's still going.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. He's still going.
So anyway, it was something about losing our. The fear of losing ourselves, and that ties into the brain eating scenario.
We were talking about that.
That's as much as I got out of that.
The whole idea of zombies eating brains plays on man's fear of losing himself and his identity. You can injure your liver, lungs, or even heart, but the brain makes you. The idea of a soulless, lumbering Hulk devouring your presence is terrifying. Read all of that together.
Well, there are people that have lost a good portion of their brain, and they still survive.
Exactly.
They still function. They used to do lobotomies to people to try and fix emotional issues, and they still survived. Some of them didn't come out so well. Some of them were almost in a zombie-like state. They just sat there and looked at the wall. But there's people that have had brain injuries where they've lost a good portion
half
of the frontal
or a little bit more than half.
That goes back to Japan as well.
Yep.
And the body will compensate.
Yeah.
And it just kind of rewires itself, and it starts going ahead.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty good. So what did Mark want to know?
No, he was just talking about...
It was a statement.
Okay.
But he used brainstem cells also.
It was an answer to your question, yep. That was.
That was an answer to my question?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
that's
Mark.
Oh,
yeah, no clue.
Maybe it had something to do with the Ren Faire.
Now, if you talk about, I'm sure that maybe in Europe, they used to have the idea, but the Indians in this country that used to, you know, go up and, you know, massacre other Indian tribes, or if they would hunt the buffalo, they would always think that the heart had the spirit. And if they ate the heart of their enemy or the spirit of the buffalo or whatever, that they would gain that knowledge and greatness of that.
Headhunters would do the same thing.
Headhunters.
They would eat the body of a very pronounced warrior, the different parts.
Exactly.
And they felt that they took on part of that spirit.
His courage, his strength, his,
yep.
All the attributes that made him, a real
warrior,
you know, successful
brave.
Warrior,
sure.
They wanted for themselves.
Absolutely.
So, but a lot of cultures
in Africa.
Pardon?
When you were in Africa, did you hear about that stuff?
I didn't eat any hearts, though.
No,
but did you hear
that.
About like zombies or voodoo and all that kind of stuff?
Were
eating,
witch doctors.
Hearts or?
No, there were witch doctors, and you know, I didn't participate in anything except being around a campfire and watching them
making
you know,
s'mores.
No, they no definitely dancing at night around a campfire.
You would dance.
Zombie?
No, I wasn't necessarily.
Wow. Don't work me up.
But most of the time, they don't let you join those things. They're pretty private.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Even.
Yeah, they got to invite you in. You don't.
You have to be.
You don't
invited.
Just go join.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You don't go jump up and dance.
And besides,
then you might be put on the menu.
Besides, the country was at war, so you didn't want to really go too far into the hinterlands there.
Okay.
Or you might have been eaten or something, you know?
I don't mean this to be funny, but always liked the old times movies of like Africa and stuff. Mm. They would show the big kettle.
Yeah.
Did they have that?
Even on cartoons?
No,
right?
No. Okay.
Yeah, the cartoons.
Well, no,
stuff,
you know what? But believe it or not, they'd have the big kettle where they would be cooking up a big batch of goat meat. And it's what they call this. This sort of white pasty grain that they ate a lot of. It's sort of like a ricey kind of grain that was their staple of their
zombies
diet.
Like protein.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But they would cook big kettles of goat meat.
Wow.
But that's special occasion.
That's our scary dead people music.
That's like somebody flushing the toilet.
speaking of the kettle, there's a new movie coming out. I can't remember the name of it.
Those are
zombies. People that are captured in Africa, and it looks like they're being
cooked.
Cooked and
really?
Sacrificed.
Yes.
You remember the name of that movie? I can't remember the name.
It was
of
Africa. Oh,
it looks
Africa,
like it's Africa.
Really?
Either Africa or it's.
They were. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
We totally are getting off topic.
It's very creepy.
Yeah, we gotta come back.
We've been doing it all night though. It's all right.
That's
it's covered everything.
It's close.
No, we didn't cover everything.
Yeah, we covered some Bigfoot. We covered some Renfair.
We called some. Yeah.
I had
Africa.
To stick up for the Renfair. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Covered sweet potatoes.
Yeah. Potato chips,
a
rabid gopher.
So let's say somebody's a zombie, and they're a zombie in the sugar fields, and they mind control. And you said something about blowing powder into their face, whatever.
That's one of the ways.
One of the ways.
Supposedly it could be rubbed into a wound, or it could be put in their food.
Or, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so when they come back, now, are they normal?
Well, they have to kind of get weaned off of that. If they're not given this kind of supplement,
right?
Every so often in their, which if they're using them as slave labor, they're going to put it in their food, so they're constantly getting it. If they can get away, or it weakens, and they stop taking that, they'll come back to normal. Like when he did the experiments on the animals, for 24 hours they were in that state, and then they came out of it, and there was no sign that they'd ever been in that state.
Hmm.
You know, it did no harm to them. They just went on their way like normal animals. Like there was nothing wrong with them.
So was this almost like the Indiana Jones movie where all the kids were taken and they were all doing the jobs, the rocks, this and that,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden they start coming out of it because the guy's not grabbing
they got fire, yeah.
A little bit like that.
Yeah.
Really?
Like possession.
Yeah, like possession. Okay, possession.
Yeah.
I can believe possession better than I can believe zombie.
Mm,
you know?
Because even though zombie...
Here's
could
her window.
Become a zombie.
It's opening.
Could be,
open.
Yeah, because
help me,
but that's.
Help me! I want to come.
I mean, that's
pull,
a scientific.
Pull them in, Jackie.
That's kind of hard to not believe that something could be a zombie since it's there's scientific proof of that. You know, when we're saying somebody's being possessed by an energy or something, that's us or demonologists or people who have experienced that actually sharing their stories and that's their proof. But it's still by, you know what I'm saying, whether we videotape it or not. It's no different than if somebody's done experiments or given some type of powder or poison or whatever or altered some rat's brain or mm-hmm. however it is that they still did the same thing, so they still have that same proof. So how is that different?
So what you're saying is if somebody's possessed and they need an exorcism, they're actually a zombie.
No.
Oh.
I don't feel they're
a
zombie.
I feel
they're taken over by an energy. So that they're that's controlling their body.
Or an entity or something.
But I know what
you're
saying. It's still
I'm
taking over the body and being controlled.
You know,
but
the powder that we've been talking about, that's an artificial way of being possessed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm, yeah. I think it is like that's a good
well, it alters your and it's altering your brain function. You know, where
it's like
an entity taking over you is completely taking over your body. Like they're going inside of you. Even like when somebody channels somebody, they're for that moment they're taking over their physical vehicle, where with when you're a zombie, you're supposed to be dead. It's supposed to be the undead. So technically, the real zombie term is you're not here anymore. Your physical body. They're using your physical body, so your brain has been altered that it's still able to function and cause your limbs and things to function, but you don't have a mind.
So what's making your mind
that virus?
The virus.
That. Like what you were talking
about.
That
hidden virus.
It's almost like a force, in a way. It's kind of like a force, like gravity. It just propels them to follow an instinctual thing. See, I think there is a little bit of something in there because they wouldn't be driven. You know, if a zombie was a pure mindless zombie, It would just walk until it walked off a cliff.
But it knows to eat.
Yeah,
and
it knows to eat.
Yeah.
They're portrayed as if being able to see you, hear you, sometimes even smell you. So those are some of the attributes of actually having mm-hmm. some form of consciousness.
And it has that need for flesh, yeah.
And it's driven.
It's an overriding need.
It's almost like being an alcoholic, yeah. but their fix is human flesh. That's how it's portrayed.
So I'm really trying. I really am.
I know.
Would it be like birds that fly south? They're drawn to go south at a certain time of year, and then they're drawn to come back.
You could look at it that way.
It's a survival mode.
Yeah.
In terms
survival
of a survival mode,
yeah.
Yes.
Survival mode.
Because
yes.
they're going to congregate and they're going to go towards that. It's almost like what we do. You know, we keep looking for open land when we came to America. We weren't happy with it. I mean, back then, everyone could have lived on the East Coast. It would have been, a wonderful, strong country. But we had to keep going. And we had to keep going and we had to keep, taking other people's land and doing what we did, which we won't talk about now. But we never stopped. When we got to the Pacific, then we started looking at Hawaii. It's almost like that same desire we have to have more. And it's almost like a pun on us, if you look at it that way, the modern zombies, where we never get enough to the point where we almost eat ourselves. And a lot of people, I think, in this society do that, where we're eating ourselves up trying to get something that we may never – obtain. It's a weird way to look at it, but I never kind of thought about it that way.
I just
We have humming crickets.
What are you said you were close. With what part are you close with? What are you leaning towards?
This hasn't been a great week for a number of reasons.
Okay.
And I'm just trying to one of my friends, their father just passed. So that,
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. It wasn't like it wasn't expected, but I mean, nobody ever.
Yeah.
Your father dies, it's not a good deal. Then Yogi Berra today.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, no.
One of the best guys ever. And then you hear about the two people that were, ghost hunters types, Constantinos and that whole situation, which was not good. Very sad. And I sit here and I think about my relatives that have passed. How would I feel if they came back as a zombie?
It wouldn't be them.
No, granted, but it's like, and again, I was sitting. Me and my wife went for breakfast last weekend to Jumbo Land, which I love.
Yes, Jumbo
I love Jumbo Land. Anyway, it was great. But on the placemat in front of me was Buckshot Taxidermy, an advertisement for it. And it sat there and it said, basically, you can bring your pet to us. And we'll make it like it never died, or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, I want to have my pet standing there looking.
Remember that in Total Recall?
Well, yeah, but I'm sitting there going,
another topic.
Yep. Would I want my uncle as a stuffed or as a zombie?
I think it said a pet.
Depends how he treated
him. No, no. What I'm saying is. Would I want him as a statue standing there, or a zombie, or
he'd want to eat you.
Take his teeth out.
Beat the hell out of him. Come on.
They can hardly walk. What if you kept him fed? If a zombie is coming after you, give him a chicken or something.
The governor tried that. It didn't work out too well.
Didn't they do that in that movie? The guy, what was the guy's name? Where he was in England, and he was what the frick was the name of the movie? Well, anyway, he was fighting zombies,
okay.
And then at the end of the movie, they actually got a couple of them chained in the living room, and he just throws them a cracker or something. but they're chained; they're like dogs, rabbits.
A cracker.
There was a few scenes in The Walking Dead where they kind of addressed what
Sean and the Living Dead. Right?
Okay,
that movie.
Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah. That's the movie.
Good movie.
I laughed through the whole thing. I thought it was great. Yeah. I thought it was great.
You like Zombieland?
That's a restaurant. Zombieland.
No, that was another movie.
Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. You got to watch
Woody?
That.
Yeah, he did a zombie movie, too.
Okay. I'll have to watch for it. Next time it's on HBO or something.
Yeah.
If you like Twinkies, you'll love it.
Is it on Netflix? What is
true.
Probably.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Yes.
Okay. I'll have to watch it sometime. But I'm just thinking, you know, with all that's been said about zombies, they never say who these zombies were or are.
People.
Or nobody ever says that goes, there's my uncle, there's my aunt, there's you know, this who was my grandfather, look at him. You never hear that. It's always,
if you watch The Walking Dead, they do address a lot of this.
And do they?
They do address a lot of humanity and how you would react if your wife and child became a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's one scene where one of the characters in the beginning, he sees his wife walking down the street. She's become one of The Walking Dead, and he has a sniper rifle, and he can kill her. But he chooses not to because that's still his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a few episodes later, his wife kills his son.
So he just hasn't been married long enough, right?
Well, either that or he got one of the lucky ones. I don't know. But anyway, it addresses a lot of those things. There's another woman whose sister is killed.
Yeah.
By the zombies, bitten right in front of her, and she won't let anyone near the body. They know she's going to turn into a zombie within, you know, a couple hours. And she holds her, still holding on to that thought that maybe there'll be some recognition in her eyes when she changes. And people try and pull her away, and she pulls a gun on them, and she says, leave me alone. And she watches, and when those eyes change, and she opens her eyes, and she starts moving her jaw, she knows she's not there anymore, and she shoots herself. But there's a lot. There's another character, the governor, whose daughter was turned into a zombie. Mm-hmm. He keeps her chained in his room. It's a really creepy scene.
What season is this? Just so that people know, like,
different ones.
Season two?
Third season?
Okay. Mostly people have already seen the season, more spoilers.
I'm not giving any spoilers away. Unless you just want to start watching it. But anyway, he has a room. I won't give a lot of it away. But in the room is fish tanks filled with heads of zombies he's killed.
Because
the head is still alive unless you destroy the brain. So he goes in there to contemplate things and sit there. But behind this little curtain in this cage underneath, he keeps his daughter chained to the wall. And he feeds her, like what you were saying. And there's other scenes where things happen. I won't say any more in case people haven't seen the series. But it addresses some of the things that you were talking about before. How would you feel?
No, it's well written. I mean, they try to cover a lot.
They go into a lot of the emotional aspects of it. You know, the one guy gets bit, they cut his leg off. And they cut it off in time before the virus goes through.
Herschel.
And what really shocks them all is when they find out from the CDC in Atlanta that we all have the virus in us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, you know, Paul's going to turn and bite me and I'll get it. I already have it in me. So the minute I die, if I die from natural causes, I'm coming back as a zombie. So you can't avoid being a zombie in The Walking Dead unless someone shoot you right after you're dead.
I was going to say, because is that why a lot of states, when they embalm you, they take your brain out?
Who knows? Maybe the government knows more than we do.
Where?
How do you know that?
Just heard things.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if they drain all the blood out of it, it's really no good anyway. Unless there are such things.
Pickled.
Well, maybe they're storing the brains to feed the zombies.
Maybe that's it.
Right?
Maybe.
And they can draw them all to one place.
Maybe they have the zombies in an area like
and
Area 52.
Feed them, and the
I think they're selling them for research.
They have to feed them.
I think they're selling the brains for research.
Zombie brains?
No, just regular people's brains.
Oh.
It's hard to find good brains.
It's hard to find good brains, yes.
Abby Normal.
Abby Normal. Where'd you get this from? Abby.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
What is your take on this, Ruth?
I don't know. I'm still not convinced.
She's numb.
No, I I don't
know. Are there any zombies out there that would like to call in?
Yes.
Yeah, if you can get a zombie to call in.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. But I'm not going to go home and load my gun and wait for the zombie apocalypse. Sorry, kid.
It's loaded already?
It's, yeah. She's got it already. She's not going to go home again. She's got it right with her. She's ready.
That's right. I don't have to go home and get it loaded. It's in the car. Oh, my mother won't let me bring it in the office.
Now,
we
talked about all the different, it seems like, areas where the zombies were and where they started. They started way back, I guess, I don't know, before Christ.
Sure. Mythology.
I'm sure.
Mythology.
I'm sure,
okay.
Yeah.
Greek?
Sure.
Mythology? Okay. I'm just one. Probably didn't even occur to prehistoric man, right? He had his own problems.
It's. I mean, who's to say they might have. Someone. They could have occurred. We don't know.
Yeah.
You know, someone could have ate something, they put them into anaphylactic shock, and they thought they were dead, and the next thing you know, they're walking around. You know, they could have had a natural incident that would have led them to believe someone was dead, and they weren't. I mean, in Victorian times, they had coffins with the glass bell. In front of them so they could see, and then they had bells, too, because it was very common for people to be buried alive back then, because we didn't
dead
know
ringer.
The body. So dead that's where
ringer.
Dead ringer comes from.
There you go.
And people would sit out there for a couple of days waiting to hear the bell ring,
yeah.
And then they'd dig them up. But
and when it didn't ring...
Well, then you take the bell away and give it to the next customer.
Just hope that the person waiting for you to ring the bell doesn't wait 5 minutes and say,
I hope that person wants to hear the bell ring,
yeah,
too.
Really,
I take it they didn't embalm them in that period then either. They just put the whole body
well,
in.
Well, once you're embalmed, I think it's over unless you come back as a zombie.
I know, but if they put the... I mean, in Victorian times, they didn't embalm, right?
I don't think. They started doing that like after the American Civil War is when
it
became very popular.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they embalmed Lincoln.
What would they say is a mummy is? Wouldn't that be sort of similar to that?
Well, that's more mummification.
Well, they pull other parts out before
they take all the internal organs out. They go up through the nose with a mummy and whisk the brain to get that out.
But you know how they say that, like, voodoo, that type of thing will bring a mummy back and then the mummy is walking around?
Supposedly, there's an opening of the mouth ceremony which releases there's a ka and there's another word I can't remember, and it releases the spirit. And once that's done, you have to have all the bodies and the parts because they put them in canopic jars, and they go with the funeral too, so that it's all together. And then in the afterlife, it all has to be there for them to come back to life.
But see, come back.
Okay. Yeah.
But come back in what essence? Who knows?
Right.
They say now that some of the mummies are so well-preserved they can get viable DNA off them and they could clone them. So in actuality, they did preserve enough of their body to come back to life. Theoretically, if you're going to clone King Tut.
That's coming back to life. Yeah, that is.
And that is coming. Maybe that's what it was all about to begin with. We don't know. But that could be, you know, because there you have four samples of internal organs and then you have the body preserved too. The only thing they kind of did away with was the intestines and the brain. Mm. So, who's to say that wasn't the whole purpose to begin with?
Yep.
You know, we don't know.
Yeah.
And that goes back to my point before, what Virgil had just said, they can scrape off. There's enough DNA that they can make a clone if it's possible. It's the fact that we now have the technology to do that that actually would worry me, because it's not so much of a possibility anymore. I think it's more of a probability.
It's very close to a reality.
I think it's closer to a reality at this point.
I think it's been done. Well, yeah. I think the way people are, they're always experimenting with those type of things, and you're going to get somebody who has a zombie obsession, or they want to prove that it's possible.
Or the new modern day
kind of, absolutely. Yeah.
And to that point, I had a thought earlier, who's to say that if the zombie craze wasn't going on, we wouldn't have found these insects with these zombie viruses. Because people have that in the back of their mind. This may have just been some odd thing where they think, you know, that the ant died up there, got stuck in a tree. But when someone looked at it more closely, they realized these things are happening. I mean, who was really, before this time period in our history, was studying rats and finding out that there were zombie viruses in them? You know, I mean, that's really creepy to find out that the whole chain exists in biology, and not just in the insect world. This is in a mammal. That's a big step.
How did they
I'm going to look into that more because yeah, to me, I find that a fascinating story.
How did they find out that it's in the rat?
I honestly, I don't know. I read the last, I think last week, it was when I first read about it, and I read a little more today about it, and I want to look into that more deeply to find out if they found that out by accident.
Yeah.
Maybe they were studying rats, and they saw the, you know, the rat go over, you know. It's not normal behavior for a rat to go towards cats. It's going to run away.
We're paying people to watch rats.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're paying millions of dollars for people to watch what the rats do.
Kind
and
of amazing.
A lot of other animals, too.
Yeah.
Kind of amazing to think that we're paying people to do that when all the rats that probably have this virus or whatever mm-hmm. it's in it is probably on some container ship out there in the ocean. Oh, Mark.
Did you hear that?
Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Container
ship, yeah.
I'd be killing every rat on that ship.
You only
ship
have to
right
get
now.
In the right radioactive
yep,
zone
that's all you have
to activate it, and then
yeah.
that's it.
Yeah, what if
done.
Those rats get into those apples
oh,
in one of them crates,
man.
And then they eat the apple?
Oh, Mark's going to come
They could
back
have been sleeping
like
on your haunted Egyptian art, too.
Because you know yeah. in the, on TV, when you eat a tainted limb from somebody, you become... You end up with the virus.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Right? I'm going out looking for a tainted
no, but
limb.
You haven't been that hungry yet,
with
have you, Charlie?
A piece of fruit hungry. Or something.
I mean, I other parts, I've had a tainted limb. Like a wing.
He'll have a leg up on everyone.
Yeah, I give my left arm to be ambidextrous.
Yeah.
Is that what Yogi said?
Yes.
You're just flying get ahead.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Trying
Bruce,
to get
help.
Ahead. I like that one. Just trying to get ahead.
Literally ahead?
Yeah.
Like ahead?
A head.
They just want to get ahead of the rest of the crew.
What's with the Jeopardy thing?
We got no questions.
We're going good.
Here's another thing to ponder, Charlie. Have you heard of the Lazarus Project?
I know the story of Lazarus.
Well, this is something different. This is at Texas Tech. They've just been funded to use their supercomputer to come up with zombie scenarios. they're giving them a lot of money. This is at Texas Tech that they're doing it.
Zombie scenarios of what?
Of what would happen if you had a city and all of a sudden there were zombies there. They want to study what it would happen, how it would spread throughout the community. This is what people are doing with our technology.
I warned you.
So there must be...
Yeah, we're not prepared for that,
you know,
type of natural disaster.
There must... I mean, I know there's a lot of wacky studies out there, but this is crazy.
This is where?
They put in Texas Tech, they're doing this.
Texas Tech.
Like
okay,
right now?
Think of this.
It's called the Lab for the Analysis of Zombie Activity and Research into Undead Situations.
Okay,
that's
now,
what Lazarus
is. This is where I really love Texans, okay? Because, no, let me explain to you why. Texans are bigger than anybody.
Shoot first,
one.
Ask
so
questions
shoot
later.
Shoot first, ask questions. And with everything that's been out there with zombies, do you not believe that if, let's say, wherever it is, from some whatever cities around Texas Tech, all of a sudden there was a zombie implosion.
Outbreak,
yeah. Whatever. Don't you think that every Texan would encompass the area
of
and
course.
Just have a field day shooting targets?
Yeah.
Well, let me hit him inside the head. Let me hit him in between the eyes. Let me blow his brains out. Think of it. I would put a Texan against anybody.
Yeah.
Because if you knew that there were zombies in the town, they would be loading up the pickup truck saying, come
yeah.
on, guys, pop in, bring your gun. We're taking care of this right now. And it would be gone.
Yep.
I mean, that might happen the same thing
in
New York.
If it ever breaks out there, we'll never hear about it.
Never.
Because they'll take care of it.
That's it. It would be done. It would be done before it even started. But I'm sitting there saying, okay.
Even during the Civil War, Texas never surrendered.
That's right. That's right.
There was only one, I think, minor skirmish on Texas soil.
Yeah.
We didn't go. The Union Army didn't go there.
They didn't go for it.
No?
No, it wasn't. Yeah. I tell you what. When it comes down to being tough, I would probably put Texas out there because, first off, they had to be tough to live there.
Yes.
You know, but Texans are pretty unique people.
Yep.
I don't like the Texas fans for
continuing on with the story here, because I'm just going to play along.
Good, good.
The worrisome part is that who gets to clean up that mess? And it'll be the scientists who will pick up the blood and the DNA, and they will start studying it even more on how the zombies got there to begin with.
They'll keep samples.
And they'll keep samples. They won't tell us.
To refine it.
Yep.
And make it a weapon.
And here we go again.
And then we'll have an outbreak.
And then Charlie will be completely convinced.
Imagine how valuable.
We have to have something so that I can be convinced.
If you could weaponize a virus where you could implant it in a population and it would wipe out that population that's your enemy, and you can't trace it back to you, what's the price tag on that? It's invaluable.
Wow.
Right? Think about it.
It is.
There's no radiation. If they're all dead and you know how to kill what's left, you go in there and wipe it out. That country's yours. All the resources, everything.
Now
it's like the perfect
weapon.
You
gave everybody an idea.
Oh, did I do that? I'm sorry. I do that all the time.
And the Pope is coming to New York tomorrow. Tomorrow he's coming to New York.
That's another idea I won't say on the air.
The only problem with that is you don't have a cure. What are you going to do if it spreads to your own country?
We didn't really have a cure for radiation, but we had no problem dropping the bomb on two Japanese cities.
Yeah.
And we're still letting radiation flow into the Pacific Ocean.
That's true.
So we don't think that far ahead.
So we're
ahead.
Just going to live with it, you know, that there's going to be a certain amount of population loss, and that's okay?
Well, we won't be living that long.
Well, if you keep it in Russia.
Wait it out.
I guess. I don't. You got to have, well, we don't have the kind of borders that you can keep it out. That's a whole other problem.
That's true.
So
I just think that by the time I'll probably start believing this, I'll probably be in the ground about 6 years already. You know, I'm thinking about,
In some of the movies, Charlie, it doesn't matter how long you're in the ground. You still come
up. Okay, but I'm thinking I'm going to be long gone.
Your soul
Charlie,
will be.
Charlie, I have a biblical reference for this.
You have a biblical reference.
I have a biblical reference, Isaiah 26:19-20.
Okay.
Your dead shall live. Their bodies shall rise. You who dwell in the dust, awake and sing for joy, for your dew is the dew of light, and the earth will give birth to the dead. Come, my people, enter your chambers and shut your doors behind you. Hide yourselves for a little while until the fury has passed by. Well, the dead are going to be happy because they've been given life again. But this is
but they're getting
dark times for God's people.
They're getting their spirit.
But hide yourselves for a little while, and the fury is going to pass. Is what it's saying.
It's the dead rising.
I understand that, but to me, it sounds more like it's more of a like a an attack or something.
Because
they're telling like, why would you have to if you should rejoice that the dead have risen and you can see your relatives? Why do you have to hide in your houses?
I don't think they're saying it's that type of dead. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more like a zombie dead.
No, that's
negative dead.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. That's what the rage is.
They were going to be happy and singing. I mean, I like those zombies.
Well, moaning could sound like singing to certain people if they're deaf.
Let's not go to the moaning singing.
Well, back then they did a lot of chants, and that kind of sounds like moaning.
Did you get that moaning, Ruth?
What are you doing, Ruth? Huh?
Sounds
what are
like
you
a number two.
That sounds like somebody's trying to throw up. It's like,
whoa. Either that or he's constipated.
Yeah, that too.
Someone's giving birth.
Trying to come out one end or the other.
There we go. See somebody. Well, I don't know. I just.
Charlie, how can you deny it?
Okay, but in a different sense. They're getting their spirits back. Zombies. Don't get their spirits back, do
but
they?
But if, well, then they're even worse with the spirits. They're hiding from people with spirits. Imagine without them.
But they're coming back to be basically living again, just like God, right?
Yeah.
Just like Christ. I'm not afraid of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is who I worship.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that I get, I don't want to turn this into a religious thing, but everything I get is through the grace of God.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sitting there saying to myself, you know, he was risen from the dead. He's not a zombie. I mean, he's not portrayed as a zombie.
But he was a spirit.
He's a spirit. He's a spirit everywhere.
That's different.
But if he was a spirit, he was animating that body. So technically that body was a zombie.
No,
he
because he had a mind.
Why
yeah,
he, was
he
there.
Had a mind.
He had the mind.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know it's not a...
No, there's nothing there.
A possession.
Yeah, don't worry, I don't, you know.
Oh, would you? Thanks.
Sure. God.
I'm ready anyway. It don't matter.
You got to get hammered and hit him in the head or what? No.
Even the spirits in here are getting restless
yeah.
from this topic.
They're getting nervous.
You know, when
hide.
You sit here in the store and it's all last night, woo, last
oh,
night.
Oh, my God.
After the little
that
thing
was
that happened.
Bad.
And then we're sitting
like
here and there was sounds all over
there.
The
really?
Place.
Get the
bejesus
out of
there
a bunch
you go.
Of us.
And I'm sitting here. You're sitting
we don't
there,
need to get little.
And I kept looking into your room over there. And you see how you see like the shadow from the bookshelf going in there on the left side of the wall there?
It wasn't there.
Well, no, it was there, but there were other shadows going
that's what
to the
I mean.
Right.
It wasn't that shadow.
Yeah, it wasn't that shadow, yes. And I'm sitting there going, I'm not going to say
told
anything
you.
Because there were people sitting over there with their backs to the door, and I didn't want to have them getting nervous.
There's been a lot. I've heard people and things all day today.
Really?
When I was in my room, and I kept thinking there was somebody out there. There was nobody. And I knew it because it was in the back,
yeah.
and then in the room next to me, and there's nobody here.
Wow. A spirit looking for a zombie's
it's
body.
Not a zombie, though.
It's a virus waiting to be activated.
It's a spirit.
Isn't the pizza spirit. Delivery guy?
Spirit.
They're pretty much zombies sometimes, no?
The later you call them.
The later you call yes. them. That's right. Yes. Terrific.
So, Charlie, have we brought you a little bit closer to the edge? We're not asking you to jump off.
No.
Have you come a little closer to the edge?
I appreciate you saying it that way because, yes, absolutely.
Yay.
I have. Wait a minute.
Don't, Jackie, don't count your chickens.
I didn't really think it fully through because, I was just influenced by what I see on TV and the movies and but the idea of having your mind controlled somehow, yeah. Hey, you could be put under a hypnotic state.
Yep.
And guess what? Now you're a zombie because you don't have control.
They do it through advertising. Look what they used to do in films where they'd put the subliminal
right
images
there,
in there.
The quick flick.
You
there.
Wouldn't see it.
This is not going to turn political.
No.
I mean, you know, just because Bernie Sanders is
here we go.
I'm not going to go there either. It's okay. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. But his phone number is no. But I think we're pretty much beat this to death as far
as
zombie.
Ruth, are you a little bit closer to the edge? Or are you standing
no.
pat?
I am standing strong.
Ah.
Ruth, let me ask you something. I really
I
had no...
I ain't afraid of no zombies.
I really
that wasn't the question.
I didn't want to believe it, but I do believe that there could be some sort of mind control that would make you be like a zombie,
yeah,
but not like the ones on TV.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. There's no, I don't think you can reanimate flesh. That's my stance.
Okay.
If you want to talk about voodoo, yeah, I think you can do it with voodoo or with drugs. It can be done, but I don't think you can take a dead body out of the ground like Frankenstein and reanimated.
Isn't
that
what they did though? And
They did that in Russia somewhere. They got a body to move and open its eyes.
It was a dead body.
It was a dead body.
Yeah, but it's not going to walk around. You put an electrical current on anything dead, it's going to move around. You put it on something, it's going to make it move.
Yeah, but this
was
like jiggling it. This isn't like throwing a toaster in the tub when you're sleeping. You know what I mean? This was where they put electricity through the body and it actually opened its eyes. I think they did it with animals too.
Mm-hmm.
The Russians were doing a lot of crazy stuff. I don't remember all the details to it, but they did bring it back to life for a certain amount of time.
How dead was it?
It was dead for a few days, I think.
Really?
I believe. Mm-hmm. It was in the morgue and they brought it in and, you know, I don't know
heart,
that it was...
Heart was beating and it had mobility and wanted food and...
I don't know that ever let it off the gurney. It was strapped.
It was like Austin Powers that had to pee for half an hour, you know.
Wow. I don't know those
maybe
details,
not.
Charlie, but I'll try and find out.
Okay. Well, listen, I just... this has been fascinating to me tonight, okay? It really has been, because... You're going to find people like me that will like, oh, absolutely not. You can't. Yeah. And there are points where, yeah, you can believe some sort of mind control. You know, I believe that. It definitely could be mind control, just like you said with advertising. Mm-hmm. That one frame showing a soda in a box yep. of candy or whatever, and they used to do it in the movies, and people used to go, you know what, I'm just going to run up to the candy stand up there. I'm going to be right back. All of a sudden they said, you can't do that anymore.
Supposedly they're doing it with infrasound, too.
What do you mean?
It's different broadcasts of tones. Supposedly they used it in the Iraq War, I heard, too. Where they, well, no, not like that. Well, right? That's kind of similar to it, but they used it to get the Iraqis to just surrender and just drop their weapons. And that's why we rolled in there. So I've heard that. I don't know how true it is, but they'll do it to get people to do what they want. It's another weapon in our arsenal.
Really? Kind of.
So it's on that kind of, it's a little off zombies, but
right.
You know, it's another way of controlling people.
Well, speaking of zombies,
do you have one on the line?
No. No. In fact, if it said zombie here, I wouldn't answer it. But
I
just
zombie.
Wanted to say that I don't think we're going to see, we're not planning to see any zombies at our public ghost hunt
wonder
investigation
know.
On the 23rd of October Ooh. At a local cemetery, are we?
I would like to see one.
Oh, well, if you saw one. Let me know.
Yeah, I'm going to come
okay,
get you right
yeah,
away.
Come get me right away.
Yeah.
But we are having a public ghost investigation at a cemetery here in Sussex County. And what is this stuff? How often have we
this
done this?
Was fourth year.
Fourth year. And every year it gets more and more people. We're going to have to basically put a limit on this somewhere along the line as far as how many people can come. But we all meet here at the shop. On the 23rd, at what time? What, about 7?
We usually meet at 7:30. It's 7 or 7:30. I'll have to look back on
right?
And if they need information, they can just email trinitymetaphysical@yahoo.com or call 973-209-7070.
And there were people
that
weren't
listening. That was too
listening.
Fast. Do that again. That was way too fast.
Slow
do that again.
973-209-7070.
See, it's easy because 973, everybody knows, is the area code. 209 is like the preface, and then 7070, everybody knows 7070. That's Trinity. So it's easy.
Seven.
7070. But before that,
mm-hmm.
we're having what? Like
we have Bring a Friend on October 9th.
October 9th is my brother-in-law's birthday. What a great day to have it.
Ooh, we have bring him right down. October 8th.
He's in West Virginia.
At Skyland.
Bring him
he
up.
He believes in zombies. The whole state. No, anyway, I'm kidding.
What was October 8th?
Girls' Night Out at Skyland.
Girls' Night
yes,
Out.
Yes, WSUS is hosting.
I might have to come and help you guys out that night. I mean, you know, just in case.
For women yeah. 21 years
just
and
for
over.
Logistics.
Yeah, just for logistics. Just to make sure that, you know, in case you had to carry any pencils in or something.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. Girls' Night Out, is this just going to be Trinity there? Or what's,
no,
whoa.
It's by iHeartRadio, but WSUS is hosting it.
WSUS?
The radio station.
Do you mean that Steve Andrews might be there?
I don't know who's doing that part.
Considering he's a guy, I don't
ladies
think so.
Night, Charlie.
Well, he goes
night.
There. He goes to all of these things.
I don't know who hosts it at that
in
time.
In fact,
he might know.
Did you hear who's going to be up here at the Auto Mall this Saturday?
Eddie Munster.
Henry Winkler?
Eddie Munster! He
is
with
he
the
is.
Cars. The his, family
his
cars.
His father was a zombie.
Cars.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
He had a brain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But he was
well,
reanimated
well,
Flash, though.
Very bright.
In reality?
Oh, in reality.
I don't know.
Eddie Munster is going to be there.
Yep.
I can't wait. I'm going.
Does he still sleep in a drawer?
Well played.
Told a friend I was going to take
him. Is he only there on Saturday?
Saturday from 1 to 4.
I only want to see him if he has Woof Woof with him.
He's going to have the cars there,
no,
though.
John
you know
Snyder?
The cars?
I want Lurch.
Not now. No, it's Eddie Munster.
Okay.
Eddie, come on. Eddie's going to be there.
Eddie Munster.
I think it's going to be freaking awesome because, you know, I watched that show.
Yep.
I thought it was fun. I loved it, the whole thing.
Grandpa was the best.
The Munster?
Well, he was Hungarian.
Yeah.
So, really? He really was Hungarian.
So you were brought up on your heritage, see?
Well, He was also like part Dracula type of Hungarian, but that we don't go there. But that's going to be very cool.
Did you watch The Addams Family too?
Oh. Oh. You know what? Yeah. The Addams Family was so great, but the Addams Family that I loved, I truly loved, Angelica Houston and Raul Julia.
Ooh.
Raul Julia playing Gomez.
Yeah.
I loved that guy from way before. He was in Kiss of the Spider Woman, which
yes.
I thought was phenomenal.
I remember that.
With William Hurt. Phenomenal movie. But when I saw him, he was also in Moon Over Parador with Richard Dreyfuss.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny. But when he was in, you know, The Addams Family, and he played the part so well. Him and his wife were, well,
Angelica Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Morticia.
He was so in love with her. The love was such a wonderful romance between the two of them. It was like, oh, cara mia, you know, the whole bit. And he kissed her hand and, you know,
working up the arm.
This is the whole idea. See, that's romance. That's the whole bit. That's like the gaudiness of being truly head over heels over somebody.
Whereas zombies, we just go for the flesh.
Well, you know.
Didn't you ever watch any zombie shows back then?
I watched.
You must have seen Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
No, I watched Zachary.
Oh, he's always at Chiller. He's at Chiller.
Yeah, but he's got he doesn't need makeup anymore, right? To be Zachary. He's got to be like 900 years old, right? Right now? I mean, I'd love to go there and see him because, of course, way back when. We're talking 60s. He was on UHF.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was great. But I'm sitting there saying, Raul Julia and Angelica Houston playing.
He likes them better.
It killed me when Raul Julia passed away. It was just he was one of the best actors. I loved him.
I'll bring in a CD of Night of the Living Dead so you can watch
with Raul Julia?
No.
Oh.
But so you can watch the first real
had
zombie
me all
movie.
Excited. Okay.
That's really good, actually.
I'll accept that. I'll watch it.
Have you ever? You've never seen Night of the Living Dead?
No.
He's got to say it.
We're bringing you over.
Who's starting
that?
We should just
movie
watch
night.
It together.
We should watch it. Yeah.
Movie night.
We're
going
to do that on this one.
Halloween, we ought to watch it.
Just takes a projector. Won't take long.
Yeah. That's just that, you know, there are so many good fright movies and this and that. But some of the old TV shows, they weren't there to be scared. They were there just to
entertain.
Yeah. Entertain, and you know what? I tell you what. Gomez. Who's the guy?
John Astin.
Astin. What a great Gomez.
I'm a walking TV guide.
Oh, he was great. He was so great. And his wife. What was her name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Busted.
You know, she was great too.
I'm tuning out because
they had all of those
weird.
Lurch. Yeah, all that stuff. It's great stuff.
Who played Thing?
Do you know who played Thing?
I don't remember.
I don't know either.
I want to look that
Cousin
up.
It.
Cousin It. I love Cousin It.
Cousin It, right? Just the hair and the glass.
How about in the new movie with MC Hammer, right? What was the song
Too
playing?
Too Legit to Quit.
Too Legit to Quit.
Oh,
remember
God.
When he pulls up in the car?
Yes.
Thing?
Yeah. That was the second one.
Thing wasn't in that movie enough, I don't think. Yeah. But
can't
That's
believe I remember
stuff,
that.
You know? Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. But I just, the whole idea, yeah. I don't think for around Halloween you can get any better than the Addams Family.
No.
It's just, you know, it was a family. Yeah, they had their quirks. But they didn't have any zombies. I didn't see not one zombie on that show.
Well, Uncle Fester was close.
Uncle Fester was always with the light bulb in his mouth.
Yeah.
Outside of that, you know, yeah. But that was great stuff. And when... Who's the guy that played it in the movie with Raul Julia and Angelica
Uncle
Houston?
Fester?
Yeah, who was it?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd.
How the hell do I remember
that?
Oh, my God.
He would be...
I could see the face.
You know,
but...
Yeah.
Fester. You never would have thought it.
No.
And then when he did it, Jiggy Nikowski playing Fester? Unbelievable. They said he actually lost his neck because he walked around like that so much.
Really?
You know? No.
But they found it when the series was over.
No, not lost it.
And a couple chiropractor adjustments.
Sometimes when they do that, they do change their body because there were a lot of actors and actresses that said when they played in series and they had to like be a certain way that they ended up having like those like issues with those certain things that they had to do. So really? When you said that, I thought you meant like maybe his shoulders like were always
no,
in a weird
actually,
position. When you said lost his neck, I didn't mean lose his neck.
After that movie, they actually had to wean him off of the light bulb. So.
And on that note.
Yeah, on that note.
Oh, my God. It's a light diet.
Now do you see why Charlie doesn't believe in zombies, people?
Well, he's a romantic at heart. That's why.
It was just a great, it was, I thought the end.
Well, it was cute.
It was
fun.
It was very good. And you know what? Family values. Good stuff. The zombies now family values. I think they got to go a little.
It's bringing families together.
It is. Yeah. You're right there.
It is bringing families together.
You're absolutely
for
right
for
there.
For a big meal.
One way or another.
Here we
go. Garbage disposal.
Do we have anything else we need to talk about before we end this?
Yeah, Ruth's sound effects. Ruth.
Yeah.
Yes, there's only one more sound clip I really want to hear at this point, and I can't believe I actually said that. Right.
Why would you say such a thing?
Wait a second. Before we play that, I'm at work today. Not yet. I'm at work today.
Put that thing away.
I'm at work today, and one of the guys I works with is sitting there, and there's nobody, no customers in the place.
Here we go.
And he starts going... And he starts doing that, right? And one of the guys that's there as a teller, he's a fill-in for us. He was standing in. He goes, "Which Star Wars is that from?"
Oh, jeez.
He's like in his early 20s. I went, "Star Wars?"
Did you beat him like a zombie?
I felt like just thrashing him. And I said, "This is not just." He goes, "Star Wars 2? Star Wars 4.
You were working with a zombie. God.
I said to him, "No, that's Indiana Jones." He goes,
"Who?
What?" He says, and he goes, "Indiana Jones." I said, "You've seen the movies, right?" He goes,
"Yeah,
but it's not the music." And all of a sudden, the guy that's sitting next to me goes, "Leave him alone. just leave him alone." And so it was just a little tough. But we are going to finish up tonight now.
Among the Philistines.
That's what shows next week. So we're going to finish up tonight. I'm going to go around the table and everybody say goodnight, starting with?
Goodnight from Dana.
Goodnight from Paul.
Goodnight from Virgil.
Goodnight from Jackie.
And goodnight from Charlie and?
Peace from Reiki Ruth.
Reiki
Ruth. Hey, what about Virgil?
Virgil said goodnight.
I said goodnight. I just said, oh, and goodnight from my little zombie.
And your doggie.
That's him.
Is that dog supposed to be a zombie?
Yep.
Somewhere. Okay, we're waiting, Ruth. Louder.
I refuse to sing.
Anyway, good night, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Still on here, guys.